This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the USA for the latest on the markets. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Let's first look back at this morning's PCE numbers. And I would have thought investors were breathing a bit of a sigh of relief over this inflation report, which has come in line with expectations, hasn't it?
That's right. We had PCE year over year came in line with expectations. Looking at the core PCE number, 2.9%, which is the same from last time, still 2.9%. Last month's number, the forecast today was 2.9 as well. So pretty much everything remained unchanged and in line with expectations on the core PCE number. Same thing with the headline number, 2.7% compared to expected 2.7. That is just a modest tick higher from the previous number of 2.6. So overall, inflation not showing any sort of jump or fall from expectations here. And initially, the stock market did move higher. The other thing to add in here is that we had personal income and personal spending both coming in higher than expected, which is a little bit of resiliency in the consumer world. So spending up and income up is largely a positive in terms of outlook on the consumer. We also did get some Michigan consumer sentiment data points this morning. Sentiment index came in at 55.1 compared to the consensus 55.4. And then if we take a look at consumer expectations, 51.7 versus 51.8. I know I threw a lot of numbers in there, but basically, the initial response to the inflation not really showing any signs of worsening or scaring the market did cause a little bit of a pop to the upside in stocks and a little bit of a mixed reaction in the US dollar. However, at the same time, we did get some sharp rises in the price of oil, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. We've seen oil prices climb quite significantly, haven't we? And there are a number of reasons for this, mainly geopolitical. I think markets are looking at what Donald Trump might do in terms of imposing tariffs against India and China because they're still buying Russian oil. It is quite a confusing situation in terms of where we are with the Russia-Ukraine war at the moment, particularly after Trump's speech at the UN earlier in the week.
Yeah, I think, again, a jump in oil prices with all of the uncertainties around the Russian and Ukraine negotiations that have been going on here recently. We did see a sharp rise in oil prices here following this news. And to your point, yeah, we've seen some back and forth between the Trump administration trying to play friendly with Russia to try and coerce some sort of deal to occur, but no, you know, huge victories on that front just yet. And perhaps a little bit of frustration now swinging back to the other side of things, maybe trying to get stronger against Russia and India and China kind of having their formations. And we've seen that a couple times flare up from the Trump administration's frustration that those countries are coming together around this whole tariff uncertainty and Ukraine-Russia war and all this and that. You know, we look at oil prices rising today. New tariffs, new complications, new developments on the Ukrainian war were a bit of a surprise to the market. And not to mention, we've had this expectation or this hope that there would be resolutions coming from these meetings, especially when, you know, not too long ago, Trump and Putin actually met face to face. And it looked like, okay, we might actually start to see some resolution to all of this, and no such victory so far. And so oil prices back on the rise. Also have U.S. stocks turning lower here this morning. Nothing huge, at least at the time of recording this. NASDAQ's down about 0.3%. Dollar is down just a little bit in response, but precious metals and oil commodities as a whole mostly moving higher today.
And Nick, when we think about what we were talking about earlier on, the latest PCE numbers, with this rise in the oil price, there is a danger that that could gate crash the idea of rate cuts if we see significant rises over the next few days and weeks, which would affect the inflation number to the point where the Fed will get a bit jittery about a rate cut.
It's a little bit trying to square everything up. You have to have a perfect landing here to really get it all right. And what I mean by that is exactly what you're saying. if you get oil prices kind of blown out to the upside here, that does pose a challenge to the inflation struggle, especially with the complications in the 2022 initial breakout of that war between Russia and Ukraine. That posed some serious inflationary pressures to especially Western Europe, where, of course, Russian oil was a big player in that. So yes, I think complications on oil supply and less likely resolutions could definitely complicate the not just the U.S. central bank cutting interest rates, but globally, could it pose some inflationary pressures that keep central banks from cutting rates longer? And there is some risk there. You know we've already seen some economic slowdown. If central banks have to slow the fiscal stimulus through cutting rates to sort of combat inflation, that raises the risk of recession as well. So I do think that one of the bigger risks to the market right now would be a sharp rise in oil prices.
And Nick, of course, markets are going to have a close eye on next week's U.S. employment numbers with the non-farm payroll data on Friday. I think that's probably going to be the story of the week, is it not? And there are plenty of other things going on as well.
Yeah, that's right. Just to look ahead next week, we do get some manufacturing PMI data out of China on Monday. Going to Tuesday, we hear from the RBA, which will be interesting. One of the more hawkish central banks as of recently. So we'll see what they have to say. We get JOLTS job openings on Tuesday as well. Looking to Wednesday, that's going to be the first day of October. ADP numbers as well as manufacturing PMIs for the U.S. both come out on that day. On Thursday, your market movers are likely to be the unemployment claims. We're also waiting to hear from Bank of Japan's Governor Ueda. So we'll see what he has to say. And then if we take a look at that Friday number, as you mentioned, we do have the non-farm payroll event for the U.S. as well as ISM services PMIs and Governor Bailey speaking from the Bank of England. So action-packed week for sure.
And what are markets predicting in terms of those U.S. jobs numbers? Of course, last month we had a very low number come in. What are they predicting this time around?
The expectations are actually pretty low. Forecast is just 50,000 jobs added. We've sort of readjusted now to this expectation that everyone seems to know the market or the labor market has really slowed. We're not expecting a huge amount of hiring. 50,000 jobs is a very small number when you think about, it's a 330 plus million people economy. So just 50,000 jobs added, that's the forecast. Previously, as you mentioned, we had just 22,000. So a very slow hiring market, at least for now. And the real thing that we want to watch for, Johnny, would be a possible surprise to the negative. Are we actually truly going to see jobs data go start to contract, or can we surprise to the upside? That will be really important to the Fed and their path to rate cuts.
Absolutely. A negative jobs count. And well, we could see quite significant cuts this year. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great weekend and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.